This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting with your commodities from the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and beans finished higher while wheat finished mixed but lower. Corn for March finished up 1.5 cents at 380¾. May corn finished up 1.5 cents as well at 389. And July corn finished up 1¼ at 396½. Soybeans for March finished up 1¾ at 920¼. May soybeans finished up 1¾ as well at 934¼. And July soybeans finished up 2½ at 947½. Wheat for March finished up 1½ cents at 527¼. May wheat finished down 0½ at 529¼. And July wheat finished down 2½ at 530¾. Soybean meal for March finished down $1.10 at $309.50. May soybean meal finished down $1.10 as well at $313.50. And July soybean meal finished down 90 cents at $317.50. Soybean oil for March finished up 25 cents at $30.38. May soybean oil finished up 24 cents at $30.68. And July soybean oil finished up 24 cents at $30.98. And now we'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for Tuesday's Cash Grain Reports.
This is Tuesday's Board of Grain Price and Trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices are higher on Tuesday afternoon in northern western Illinois. Country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 2 cents at 338 to 361. Soybean bids are 1 to 4 cents higher at 835 to 865. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 1 to 3 cents at 348 to 364. Soybean bids are 2 to 4 cents higher at 852 to 875. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids are up 2 cents at 350 to 381. Soybean bids are 1 to 3 cents higher at 856 to 890. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids are 2 to 7 cents higher at 887 to $9. Basis is steadied up 5 at 3300 at 20 under the March. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 284.50 to 299.50 a ton, down $1.10 a ton with basis unchanged at 2500 at 10 under the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 2 to 7 cents higher at 356 to 375, with basis steady to up 5 at 2500 to 6 under the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted to produce the corn bids 2 to 3 cents higher at 371 to 377, with basis unchanged to up 1 at 10 under to 4 under the March. Soybeans ended steady to 2 cents higher at 873 to 880, with basis steady to down 2 at 47 under to 40 under the March. New crop wheat prices are down 3 cents at 496 to 518, with basis unchanged at 3500 to 13 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 2 cents higher at 394 to 395. These elevators raised their soybean prices a penny to 901 to 902. Soft wheat closed up a penny at 561 to 562. And Milo ended the day 2 cents higher at 4¼ to 426. Contract bids for producers for fall delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 351 to 369. Soybeans at 877 to 906. In the central part of the state, corn for fall delivery at 358 to 374. Soybeans at 890 to 923. In the southern part of the state, corn for fall delivery at 344 to 379. Soybeans at 878 to 911. And June-July wheat at 498 to 527. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Live cattle for February finished up 97 cents at 126.70. April live cattle finished up 62 cents at 127.62. And June live cattle finished up 40 cents at 117.40. Feeders, on the other hand, finished lower, with March down 40 cents at 143.82. April feeders were down 37 cents at 145.45. And May feeders were down 32 cents at 146.05. Lean hogs were down as well. February was down 95 cents at 56.42. April lean hogs were down $1.45 at 61.60. And May lean hogs were down $1.10 at 68.72. At this time, we'll move on to the Illinois and U.S. Department of Agriculture for yesterday's Cash Livestock Reports.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday afternoon's Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 39 cents lower in a range of $46 to $51.08 with the weighted average carcass price of $50.16. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices were mostly steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 20 to 24, 4 to 500 pounds at 23 to 28, 5 to 600 pounds at 26 to 32, over 600 pounds at 28 to 36. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrows and gilts at country buying points are a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 27 to 36. Receipts for Illinois barrows and gilts totaled 21,051. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 415 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $66.22, which was $1.90 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading lower. Choice carcasses are $217.02, which was 63 cents lower, with select carcasses at $213.10, which is 31 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 118,000 compared to 119,000 for last week and 117,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 478,000 compared to 466,000 for last week and 462,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts predicts no more government shutdowns as the USDA gears up to implement the new farm bill ahead of critical spring planting decisions. Roberts told a Farm Foundation forum that despite another looming government shutdown deadline at the end of next week,
we're not going to do another shutdown. We're just not. They never achieve their intended purpose. And usually... when they occur, why, that first week people say, stay the course. And the second week they say, are we on the right course? And then the third week says, how do I get off this horse?
And Roberts points out that this was a five-weeker that shattered glass for a lot of folks, including farmers.
It was tough when you shut down an FSA office and farmers are making decisions. They're making planning decisions right now. Based on the world supply-demand situation, the situation there in Kansas, we still have wheat on the ground.
Roberts helped shepherd to passage the Ag Improvement Act of 2018, signed into law just days before the 35-day partial shutdown of the USDA and other federal agencies. With the shutdown over, the border wall funding fight is still on, amid another shutdown deadline a week from Friday. The USDA is racing to implement the farm bill. The USDA's Deputy Secretary, Steve Sinski.
We're going to be moving just as quickly and prudently as we can to implement it. Because as the chairman just noted, farmers, ranchers, others that really depend on a farm bill are waiting for it to be implemented.
Sinski heads a USDA farm bill implementation working group made up of agency and other officials. The deputy secretary says some provisions of the farm bill are so clear they're self-implementing. Others will need policy, budget, or legal decisions. The Farm Credit Council joined with the Rebuild Rural Coalition in sending a letter this week to congressional leadership. They did so on behalf of rural communities, U.S. farmers, rural businesses, and rural families. We're asking the President and Congress to consider the unique needs of rural communities, says Farm Credit Council CEO Todd Van Hoos. The more than 240 organizations signing this letter have united on behalf of our rural America. The group say they're asking the White House and Congress to ensure that rural communities have access to clean and safe drinking water, secure and dependable surface transportation, reliable and affordable power, health care, housing, broadband, as well as research institutions with state-of-the-art facilities. Their goal is to help rural communities thrive and become more attractive places to live. The 240-plus local, state, and national organizations from across the country are asking leadership in both chambers to strengthen the nation's infrastructure, including specific provisions focused on the needs of rural communities and agriculture. Farm Credit supports rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services. Farm Credit has been fulfilling its mission of helping rural America grow and thrive for more than a century. In other national news, preliminary trade discussions between Washington and Brussels are not going well. In fact, Politico says the talks now appear to basically be an effort to not jump into a full-on trade war. That possibility potentially includes new U.S. tariffs being slapped on automobiles. The two sides can't even seem to agree on how negotiations should proceed. The U.S. wants greater access to Europe's ag markets. However, EU officials say that topic is a deal-breaker. They fear potential backlash from the EU's politically powerful bloc of farmers. Brussels wants to get rid of tariffs on the industrial goods it ships to the United States, including cars. However, President Trump is determined to protect American manufacturing. Politico says a stalemate over agricultural negotiations appears to be dimming hopes for a comprehensive transatlantic trade deal even before official negotiations get started. To keep the U.S. president at the negotiating table, the EU has agreed to boost U.S. soy imports by allowing the use of crops subsidized for biofuel production. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross originally had a deadline of February the 19th to make a recommendation to the president regarding possible duties on auto imports. However, the government shutdown may have delayed that. Once the recommendations are made, Trump will have 90 days to make a decision. The EU's Parliament Trade Committee vote this month will be whether or not to formally oppose the U.S. and EU negotiations. And in local news, the First National Bank of Litchfield will be holding a farm market and crop update at Maverick in Litchfield tomorrow morning. Speakers for the event will be Dave Jansen and Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing. The meeting will start at 7:30 tomorrow morning at Maverick, with breakfast courtesy of the First National Bank of Litchfield. And this weekend, the Hillsboro FFA will be holding their annual Krispy Kreme donut sale on Saturday morning, the 9th. Donuts can be purchased at the Hillsboro CNB Bank location, the Taylor Springs Community Center, the Irving Creamery, and the Security National Bank in Witt and Coffeen. For this Wednesday, February the 6th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.